What is up, guys? My name is Jordan. I'm with my old man, Howie, and welcome to episode 9 of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our show, episode 9, week 13 preview. Coming off a very unique week in life in the NFL. Unfortunately for me, on Thanksgiving morning, I tested positive for COVID. Put a damper on the holiday for sure. Been in quarantine for the past week, but on the road to recovery. And thankfully, the family and anybody else who was in relatively close proximity to me tested negative. This past week in football was certainly an interesting one, with the Ravens-Steelers game getting pushed back to Wednesday. In my lifetime, I can't remember the last time a game was played on Wednesday, but I give the Ravens credit for keeping competitive considering they were missing so many starters in the game. This upcoming week, 13 of the NFL season, it's usually bittersweet for people who participate in fantasy. You've got people who may end up getting eliminated from the playoffs, and you've got people who are positioned nicely in terms of the run they can make in the playoffs.
And also, actually, in the NFL, there are three teams contending to clinch a playoff berth this week. You got the Kansas City Chiefs looking dominant. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers trying to stay undefeated, and the New Orleans Saints trying to win their, or no, I don't think win their division, but clinch a playoff spot. But we have a very special episode this week because we are actually doing our first giveaway of our podcast. We will be giving away a rookie card of any wide receiver of your choosing if you win our giveaway. And in order to enter, you must be following us on Instagram. You must DM us proof that you are subscribed to us, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And at the end of the episode, we will be saying a code that you must DM to us in order to enter. And you could be winning a Jerry Jeudy card, Henry Ruggs, CeeDee Lamb, Chase Claypool, any wide receiver rookie of your choice.
What type of card, Jordan? Just to make sure, we're not giving away Prism cards here.
Yeah, we will be giving away Donruss rated rookie cards.
Of your choice, straight out of the box. We have a box set with all the cards, and it will be the rookie wide receiver of the winner's choice.
Yep.
At the end of the day. Later in the show, we're going to give out a code. And at the end of the show, Jordan will walk everybody through, again, the steps you have to take in order to enter. They'll be posted on our Instagram page under the posting for this week's episode. But you have to listen to the whole show because we're going to give a code out at some point during the show.
Yep. So without further ado, let's kick off NFL Week 13 preview. Let's start it off this week. No Thursday night game, so we have to go straight to Sunday. We got we got the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons. Saints, whether it's Drew Brees, Taysom Hill at quarterback, continue to look dominant. Their defense looks great. They had basically a bye week last week against a team with not a real quarterback. I mean, the Broncos quarterback had one completion last week.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say dominant, if that's the word. They're winning.
Yeah,
they're winning.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the fantasy value of some of the players on their team has changed drastically.
Yeah, everyone has changed. I mean, if you have Latavius Murray and if you somehow start him last week, you must be pretty happy because I think in non-PPR, he had like 26 points. He looked great, but I don't expect that to continue this season. Kamara and Michael Thomas's fantasy value is taking a hit a little bit. But hopefully Drew Brees will be back in time for the fantasy football playoffs if you have them on your team. And looking at the Atlanta side, Todd Gurley and Julio questionable for this week. They were both out last week. Julio did not practice today. Todd Gurley, I think, was limited. But Todd Gurley is more touchdown dependent, so he's questionable start this week. Calvin Ridley, I think, is really the only guy you can trust on starting on the Falcons. And speaking, I know I love my kickers, but Young Hui Koo, I mean, what, like, I don't remember a kicker averaging 12 points the entire season, and he just continues to get points. It's crazy.
I mean, this past week, he outscored a lot of position players at the end of the day, but, you know, Jordan called the fantasy implications of this game pretty nicely. I do think Michael Thomas will have a good game this week. Atlanta's defense on receivers is not very good. Hill seems to like throwing to him. On the Atlanta side of the ball, as Jordan said, there's really not any standouts other than Young Haku and Ridley. I think Matt Ryan's one of those guys that if you have a better option at quarterback, if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts again for Miami, if Derek Carr this week, even though he's coming off a dud, is probably somebody you want to take a look at. There's a number of better options other than to go Matt Ryan. Last time he played the Saints, I think he had single digits, especially if Julio's out. Yeah, run in the opposite direction.
Yep, Saints defense. Actually, I'm assuming someone has them, but they've been great this year. I think they're ranked either 3 or 4. They rack up the numbers when it comes to sacks, and they just look great the past couple of weeks. So
yeah, the ironic thing is that Atlanta's defense had a very good game last week.
Yeah, but
it's a different level of competition with the Saints.
Yeah, and I also think it was a fluky game for the Raiders. I expect them to come out strong this week against a bad Jets team, to say the least. But continuing on, we got the Cleveland Browns versus the Tennessee Titans. Surprisingly, two of the top teams in the AFC, besides the Chiefs and the Steelers. Titans won last week. Dominance by Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown once again. Beat the Colts after losing to them on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago. And then Cleveland, they just seem to do it every week. I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, they played the Jaguars last week and they almost lost to Mike Glennon out of all people. But their run, Jarvis Landry finally came to
finally
life.
Finally showed a pulse when I didn't put him in my lineup.
And then Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I mean, the best running back duo in the league.
Their offense revolves around the run game. They passed to Jarvis Landry last week against a weak defense in a way that they haven't done all season at the end of the day. You know, Cleveland's been surprising, but to me, you know, I just don't know that they give me that feeling that they'll be very successful in the playoffs. I do think they're going to run the ball down people's throats, and that might help keep them in games. Maybe they'll win a playoff game. The flip side, like you said, with the Titans at the end of the day, I saw some statistics on the Titans last week that show, you know, what Derrick Henry does after Thanksgiving, okay? And what he does is he increases his production in all aspects of his game. I think the Titans are going to remain committed to using Henry as a workhorse. And my guess is a very high percentage of teams that have Derrick Henry going forward
and AJ
are
going
to go very, very deep into the playoffs. Henry more than A.J. Brown, in my opinion, because at the end of the day, running backs are always guaranteed touches.
And looking ahead, if you guys already clinched a bye, Tennessee defense, pick them up if you can. If you have the bye, their matchup is probably the easiest in the league going forward. And also, if you have the Browns defense, I wouldn't drop them right away because I think first week of the playoffs or the second week of the playoffs, they play the Giants. And if Daniel Jones is still banged up, Colt McCoy against the Browns defense, I think the Browns defense will get the better of him.
Yeah, I mean, one of the points that Jordan just made for the fantasy players out there is this is really the time, if you're in a position to do it, you should be taking stock of the depth on your team. You should be handcuffing your key running backs if their handcuffs are available. And you should be plotting out your defense if you hope to make a long playoff run.
Yep, for sure. But I do have Tennessee winning that game. I expect it to be a little closer than people may think, but I do have Tennessee. Moving on, we got the Detroit Lions versus the Chicago Bears. Not really much to touch upon here.
No,
I mean,
maybe DeAndre Swift will be back.
No, he was sick with an illness, so that could be COVID, that could be whatever, but he's no longer on the concussion protocol, so that's a positive sign. And then Kenny Galladay seems to be out every week. I would not trust him going forward.
He hasn't been practicing this week. Yeah. I mean, really, on Detroit, the only person you're looking at it, well,
maybe
T.J. Hockenson
and Marvin
Jones,
who's
actually been decent. Marvin Jones, if you need a wide receiver 3,
yeah,
and Swift if he plays. Beyond that, I mean, it's going to be tough. This is going to be one of those weeks where Chicago goes from looking like total garbage to actually looking like a team that can be competitive. On the Chicago side of the ball, Allen Robinson is a must start. He has one of the easiest schedules.
He's a beast.
From here on in, he catches everything that's thrown his way. And if you have David Montgomery, we talked about it last week at the end of the day, now is the time to play David Montgomery. I've seen rankings for this week where he's been ranked above Kamara. Last week, I think he had 17 points, maybe even higher in standard. He broke off a 57-yard run. Didn't make it into the end zone, but it was basically the longest run in his career, I think.
It was actually PPR, not standard. He had more points in PPR than standard.
Well, he always has more points
than standard. You said standard, but it doesn't matter. Moving on, we got Cincinnati Bengals versus the Miami Dolphins. I mean, Dolphins defense. Like, must start, obviously. Looking at the offense for the Dolphins, hopefully Myles Gaskin owners are happy if he comes back this week. But if he's not active, I guess you start Salvon Ahmad. If he's healthy, though.
Ahmad Green, as we mentioned in earlier weeks.
Another sleeper to pick up if you need a tight end, Mike Gesicki. If you look at his schedule down the road, I've seen him ranked top five in a couple places this week. He's starting to pick up steam, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing to him.
Well, so, I think the bottom line is that if Fitzpatrick plays, you're boosting the fantasy value of most of the skill position players on the Dolphins. Yeah. But that coaching staff is going to have a tough decision to make at some point, because I think clearly Ryan Fitzpatrick gives this team a better opportunity to win games this year and, you know, solidify their playoff position. Tua is if they're looking to get him time on the field.
Yeah.
I have a strange feeling that Fitzpatrick's going to be starting.
Yeah, I think they can make a run in the playoffs. I mean, they'll probably be matched up against the Chiefs round one or the Titans. So.
I don't see the run. Maybe a wild card win at the end of the day.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know about a run.
Yeah, but
their defense is definitely a solid play. And so is their kicker, by the way, Jason Saunders.
Yeah, look, Sanders. Looking at the Cincinnati side, I mean, no one's a really must start. I mean, T. Higgins continues to be great, but...
No, he barely had a touchdown.
He's been very consistent this year. Usually gets double digits, but that's only if you're in desperate need of receiver. I don't really recommend starting anyone. The only person I could see really starting down the line is Joe Mixon if he comes back.
Yeah, stay away from Joe Mixon. He's been a perennial disappointment. And by the way, for those people listening out there, you're listening to Episode 9, Week 13 NFL Preview of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Yep. And moving on. By the way, I'm Miami winning that game, obviously, and I'm sure my dad does too. But moving on, we got Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, not much here really to talk about.
James Robinson show.
You know who you're starting on Jacksonville. James Robinson, obviously. If DJ Chark plays, I don't think he's a bad start. That's pretty much it on the Jacksonville side. Now, Minnesota, you're starting your studs. Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, and Justin Jefferson, all must starts, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins is actually one of those quarterbacks. If you're looking for somebody to start, I would start Kirk Cousins over Matty Ice this week if you have that opportunity. You know, Adam Thielen was out last week with, you know, COVID. No COVID. I don't even know what it was. Obviously, Justin Jefferson continues to assert himself. And for those of you who are going to enter the giveaway, Justin Jefferson might be the receiver whose card you choose at the end of the day. But, Jordan pretty much summed it up. You know, James Robinson and maybe DJ Chark if he plays.
Yep. We had two more 1 o'clock games. We got the Raiders, Jets. I mean, terrible matchup to watch, I guess.
The only thing I'd say with that at the end of the day is, you know, Derek Carr is a potential start, okay, if you're looking for a quarterback. Josh Jacobs, keep an eye on the injury reports. He's missed practice so far this week. Those of you who haven't run waivers yet, you might want to consider picking up Devontae Booker if you need a running back. On the Jets side of things, I would say this. You know, Breshad Perriman and Denzel Mims are sort of be getting, under the radar attention as possible upside plays this week. Those are guys maybe you want to look at if you need some wide receiver depth. But other than that, there's not much else. Maybe the Raiders defense
and
if you're looking for a defense.
Also, Nelson Agholor, not a bad start at wide
receiver. He's been hit or miss, but if you need somebody.
As bye weeks, this is the final bye weeks for teams. You just got Carolina and Tampa Bay. If you have like Mike Evans or Godwin on bye, I mean, if you need a wide receiver, Agholor is not bad, but don't depend on him for the rest of the playoffs. And the final 1 o'clock game, we got the Colts versus the Texans. Texans, I mean, just when you think they're on track, they lose their top receiver, Will Fuller, because of performance enhancement drugs. Brandon Cooks gets a huge upgrade. He's the wide receiver one now. Deshaun Watson gets a little bit of a downgrade. although he will be playing from behind now most games, I don't expect him to be like top five consistently every week. He's more of like a low-end QB1.
Yeah, Kiki Kuti is somebody you might want to look at on the waiver wire if you're looking for a wide receiver. You know, Watson cannot throw to Cooks all the time, but I also think, who's it, Akins and Phelps?
Jordan Akins
as a tight end is probably a solid pickup. I think that Watson's going to be utilizing him a lot. David Johnson's scheduled to come off the IR this week to replace Dookie Johnson, even though you played Duke like I did on Thanksgiving, he paid dividends for you at the end of the day. But I think his time in the spotlight is coming to an end. Just want to add to those of you listening out there at this point, the code to DM us if you want to enter the giveaway for the card is 8675309. 8675309 is the code if you want to DM us for the giveaway. Again, Jordan's going to go over what you need to do to enter the giveaway again at the end of the show.
Yep. That was it for the 1 o'clock game. Oh, we have to talk about the Colts. I mean, Jonathan Taylor was out with COVID last week. He's coming back this week. I think he's a start, but you can't really depend on either Wilkins, Nyheim Hines, or Jonathan Taylor.
I would start Taylor. I mean, he was the workhorse 2 weeks ago.
I know, but you can't depend on them to be like the full set RB1 on that team. I mean,
I like Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. If you have him as a flex, I mean, start him. But if you have a better option, then I would look elsewhere. And moving on to the 4 o'clock games, we got the Seattle Seahawks versus the New York Giants. Daniel Jones got a little banged up last week. I think he practiced today.
Really?
Yeah, and he's questionable for Sunday. But, I mean, we talked about not starting Matt Ryan. If you need a quarterback, I expect the Giants to be playing from behind. Seattle's defense, even though they looked pretty good the other day, I mean, they've been horrible the rest of the season, so Daniel Jones may not be a bad start.
Yeah, I think you just really got to look closely at the injury reports at the end of the day, because that type of when you pull up lame like that or you tweak your hamstring, especially for a guy who uses his legs a lot, that's somebody who could be ripe for an in-game injury, because he's either going to be trying to run and he could re-injure himself, or he's going to be planted in that backfield. The other thing is, I'd keep an eye. Maybe Darius Slayton can get going this week, no matter who the Giants quarterback is. Put up a donut this past week. I don't know what happened to the guy. It's like feast or famine at the end of the day. On the Seattle side of things, it actually looks like Carson and Hyde are going to be splitting time in the backfield. That's what I read today.
Oh God.
So, I mean, chances are if you've got Chris Carson, you're going to be starting him. You don't have much of another choice. And then beyond that, you've obviously got Russell Wilson. You've got DK. Megatron, DK Metcalf. And, you know, Tyler Lockett's been a little bit banged up, yes. You know, the last couple weeks, he really hasn't been producing much. Chances are, if you have him, you got to roll with him. But I would temper your expectations as to what you think he's going to do in that game.
And also, if you need a tight end, like I said, Gesicki, not a bad option. And with Greg Olsen going down a couple weeks ago, Will Disley, I think whenever he played the past few seasons before he's been injured, he's been a top three tight end. It's for very few games, obviously. But
did he put up a donut this week on Sunday?
Well, he did put up a donut, but the game script just wasn't in his favor. I mean, the Seahawks were pretty much dominating the whole game. But if you need a tight end, he's not a bad start. But I do expect Seattle to win that game, even though I want the Giants to.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm moving on to another 4 o'clock game. Actually, pretty interesting. The LA Rams versus the Arizona Cardinals, both teams fighting for that playoff position. Cardinals losing to the Patriots last week. I thought they were, I know the Patriots defense is good, but I thought they were at least win by a decent amount.
Yeah, I think part of that had to do with the fact that Kyler's been banged up, number one. And number two, sort of just like the Raiders going to Atlanta and getting shellacked. At the end of the day, anytime a West Coast team has to come east and play early, they usually don't play the typical type of game that they do when they're in their home element in their own time zone. And at the end of the day, that proved true. I think also coming off of Thanksgiving, you know, these people are celebrating Thanksgiving with their families. You got to get revved up, got to get on a plane and do a lot of traveling. And I think it showed in that game. I mean, I you know, this is a tough game to call at the end of the day. You know, if Kyler's 100% healthy, I would give the Cardinals the edge in that game. But if he's still banged up, I'd put my money on the Rams. You know, Jared Goff is definitely a potential start this week if you have him and you have one of the other quarterbacks we mentioned, like a Matt Ryan, and you're looking for a better play. Also on, you know, the Rams, Cooper Kupp. Cam Akers looks like he's taking a little bit of a hold in that backfield. He's scored 2 weeks in a row. Robert Woods has been, you know, doing well the last couple weeks. On the Arizona side of things, obviously, you've got D-Hop.
But he has a very tough matchup this week, in my opinion, against the number one corner in the NFL, Jalen Ramsey.
By the way, he has tough matchups from now through the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, he's obviously a must-start. Start your studs, but I would lower your expectations a little bit. I don't expect him to be putting up 20, 30-point games each week. But obviously a must-start. And I think start both running backs. I mean, Kenyon Drake's finally coming into form a little bit. I would definitely start him and maybe give Chase Edmonds a little bit of a look. But I think the Rams defense comes up through against the Arizona Cardinals offense. I expect the Rams to win that game after a tough loss against the 49ers last week.
Yep. Again, for our listeners out there, you know, you're listening to Episode 9, Week 13 NFL Preview of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Yep. Continuing on. We got the New England Patriots versus the Chargers. A little bit of a game. I mean, I guess watch it for fantasy implication. I mean, you're probably not watching it for anyone of the Patriots except for maybe Damian Harris, if you haven't met your running back. And then the Chargers side, I mean, they're probably, besides the Chiefs, I think one of the most fun fantasy teams to watch, whether it's between Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen, even Mike Williams, Hunter Henry. Like top five tight end this year, but
well, Keenan Allen's gonna be probably matched up with Gilmore this week, and Gilmore did a pretty good job in DeAndre Hopkins. So
I mean, Keenan Allen lines up in the slot a lot, so I expect Stephon Gilmore to be half time on Mike Williams, half the time on Keenan Allen. But obviously, you're starting Keenan Allen. Eckler, I expect to have another huge day just because he gets tons of catches, tons of targets.
Yeah, people saw last week that Justin Herbert's actually human. A subpar game for him was 19 points, which is nothing
after a botched getting -2 yards on a QB sneak to end the game with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, all you had to do was be present to watch Jordan's reaction when that took place.
But I'm not complaining. I clinched a bye in the league. We have Herbert, knock on wood. He performed well in the playoffs. But I don't really know who I have winning that game. I mean, I would probably lean Patriots, honestly, just because of their defense. I don't know. Chargers are 3-8. They've disappointed this year.
They find ways to lose.
But I don't know. I expect a pretty decent game. Moving on for a final 4 o'clock game. We got the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Green Bay Packers. Philadelphia, I mean, Carson Wentz has looked absolutely garbage. He got bailed out by like a one-handed catch Hail Mary by Richard Rodgers last week. Miles Sanders cost me a chance to clinch a playoff spot. Don't really want to talk about that, but I expect him to bounce back this week against a rough Green Bay Packers defense. Looking at the Eagles pass catchers, I mean, Zach Ertz coming back this week, but the only person I see starting is Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I saw somebody post on Twitter, Zach Ertz, typical stat line, 7 catches, 23 yards, no touchdowns. Yeah.
But Dallas Goedert, I mean, he's performed very well this year.
I would start Dallas Goedert if you had to. I'm not sure I would start anybody else on the Eagles offense, although chances are if you have Miles Sanders, you got to start him. On the Green Bay side of things, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, maybe even Jamal Williams.
A little bit interesting, yeah. I was going to say, Aaron Jones, and I don't know if – I'm assuming the Packers are going to win their division, but a little interesting. Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones splitting more carries than you would think. I mean, I was getting angry last weekend because the Packers were up by like 30 – running the ball with Aaron Jones with like 3 minutes left in the game. Like, what are you doing, Matt LaFleur? Like, you're trying to get your players injured. It hurt from a fan of NFL and a fantasy player. That's all I'm going to say. But obviously must starts for Aaron Jones. Robert Tonyan coming into form. He had a 50-yard touchdown last week. I like him as a start this week. And Alan Lazard, if you need a wide receiver, I mean, not a bad start. And then moving on to the 8:20 game at night, Sunday Night Football. We got the Denver Broncos versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Denver finally gets a quarterback back. Oh, I don't know who they're starting, but
it's still not going to be much of a game.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, I expect them to absolutely destroy the Broncos. Tyreek Hill had, like, the second greatest fantasy football stat line in the history of fantasy football behind former Chiefs Jamal Charles, if you guys remember him. Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Kelce, Hilaire, obviously must start. Chiefs defense, if you need a streaming option, I recommend starting them. And looking at the Denver side, I mean, Melvin Gordon, maybe just if Phillip Lindsay's out, just because he's the workhorse. And then maybe Noah Fant if you have him at tight end, but yeah, not
been,
much.
I've been carrying Tim Patrick and Jerry Jeudy on my bench in one league for weeks.
And by the way, guys,
on the verge of dropping.
If you win the giveaway, you could pick a Jerry Jeudy card if you're looking to buy him.
Yes, by the way, the code for the giveaway again is 8675309. 8675309. You have to DM us that number. But again, Jordan will go through the steps to enter appropriately at the end of the show.
Yep, but including that, we got the Chiefs winning, obviously. We have three games left to go. We actually have two Monday night football games, one at 5 o'clock. The Washington football team versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, Pittsburgh defense dominates. I'm such a huge fan. I know you guys know of Antonio Gibson. I mean, not much more to say. I mean, three touchdown game on Thanksgiving, 100-plus scrimmage yards. I know my dad, I don't know if he has him in any leagues, but he likes seeing my reactions whenever he gets even a yard. He's been great this year.
A yard, by the way, for those who are listening.
I expect him to be a low-end RB1 this week just because he gets the production, and but he's playing against the best defense in the NFL. And
my upset of the week.
I just want to finish real quick with the rest of
it. Sorry, buddy.
Terry McLaurin, obviously a must-start, and I think that's pretty much it for the Washington football team. And on the Pittsburgh side, start your receivers, Juju, Deontay Johnson,
Benny Snell if,
Chase Claypool, and Benny Snell if
James Conner's out. But I know last week I picked the Jets to beat the Dolphins, but this week I'm picking Washington to beat Pittsburgh. It's not so easy, folks, to keep running the table when you get to week 12 in the NFL. Washington's defense played very well against Dallas on the road this past week. You know, Washington smells that first place in a very, very weak
with
NFC
four wins. East. With four wins.
Four wins, but an inspiring Alex Smith at the helm, a talented wide receiver, and two very good running backs.
I think it's
a very good coach.
It's the battle of the top two comeback player of the year candidates. I mean, Big Ben and Alex Smith. But
well, I don't know how you don't go with Alex Smith there. But
I mean, Big Ben out the whole season last year, 11-0 this year.
Yeah,
both of them could get a good debate.
Alex Smith almost lost his leg.
Yeah, so. But I have the Steelers in that game. My dad has a sleeper upset with the Washington football team winning. But it should be an interesting game, and it's at 5 o'clock special, two Monday Night Football games. The other Monday Night Football game is actually a good game, the Buffalo Bills versus San Francisco 49ers.
Is that good?
I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, on the Bills side, you're starting Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley. I mean, PPR monster. Dawson Knox is a sleeper tight end. He had a touchdown last week. If you need a tight end this week, not a bad start. If you have Gronk out this week, due to bye. And on the 49ers side, Raheem Mostert finally came back, got a touchdown. I have him as a low RB1 this week. Debo Samuel came back. I think he had like 11 catches, 120 receiving yards. He's a must start if he plays. He didn't practice today, but it may be precautionary. And I think that's it for the 49ers side, right?
Yeah, no, I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I have the Bills winning that game. I'm pretty sure my dad has the same. But 49ers defense looked hungry last week, and they're in the hunt right now in a very tough NFC West division.
No, I definitely think that Shanahan deserves credit for keeping the 49ers competitive during a season where they've had so many injuries.
Yep, and don't forget, if George Kittle is available or if you have him on your IR, do not drop him, and I'll pick him up immediately because I read today the 49ers, if they're in playoff contention, which I assume they will be, will bring back George Kittle either week 15 or week 16. So if you have him for even the semifinals or the championship, I mean, he's obviously a must-start if he plays. And wrapping up week 13, we got the Dallas Cowboys. On a Tuesday night special, we got the Dallas Cowboys versus the Baltimore Ravens. Hopefully the Ravens finally get everyone back from the COVID list. I mean, Lamar's, I think, questionable still. I think they're expecting him to come back Monday, but I expect him to play. I have the Ravens winning that game. Marquise Brown, finally, after like 10 weeks, has come alive, barely, after a Trace McSorley 75-yard touchdown. J.K. Dobbins, I expect to be the number one guy in the backfield when he comes back. This week, he was out with COVID this past week. Mark Andrews is a start, touchdown machine. Then on the Cowboys side, Zeke, I don't know if he's a must start anymore.
I'd stay away from anybody on the Cowboys, to be honest with you.
Yep. Andy Dalton, Zeke, CeeDee Lamb, who you could win in the giveaway if you choose him as your rookie.
I don't know. Justin Jefferson sounding really good to me right now, folks. Or T. Higgins.
Or Claypool. Actually. Even Claypool.
Oh, yeah. He had some really good choices, actually.
Yeah. But I have Baltimore winning that game. I'm sure my old man also picking Baltimore.
The old man, Howie.
So cringy. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up week 13. I mean, and I'm going to explain the giveaway to you guys, but really quickly, we know we talk about football a lot. We're going to start transitioning to basketball a little bit, whether we talk about fantasy basketball. I know some of our fans play fantasy basketball, or we just talk about basketball in general. We'll say our predictions for MVP, who we have winning the championship, who our playoff teams are. But if you guys want us to discuss any of your topics, just comment on our Instagram post that I'm posting tonight. And now for the giveaway. So the giveaway is, like my dad said, we said the code twice during the video. Do we want to say it one more time?
8675309. Sounds like it's from a song.
Yeah, 8675309. Those seven numbers, you must be following us on Instagram at Jacob's Dynasty Sports. We will be checking everyone. You must DM us a screenshot, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to us, that make sure you are subscribed. We need to see that you're subscribed on your screenshot, and that must be DM'd to us. And you must DM us the code. So the code is 8675309. Please DM us that code, and you will be entered in the giveaway.
And absolutely, folks. And just to add to that, even if you don't feel like going through the hassle of entering the giveaway, we appreciate everybody listening to the show. We're way over 500 listens. Incredible response for us. You know, more than we ever could have expected. Jordan and I really enjoy doing this. We're going to have more guests coming up in the future. But please tell your friends, tell your enemies, you know, as they say on some of the other podcasts, like and subscribe. And again, the prize will be your choice of any rookie wide receiver in the class this year from the Donruss
football set, rated rookies. You could get them graded. You could keep them just to have them, but they're all in perfect condition, I think. Straight out of the box. Got it at Target. Very lucky. I got two boxes and one of them still sealed. You could get Chase Claypool, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, whoever you want.
T. Higgins.
I recommend getting Justin Jefferson if you're trying to resell. I think he's second place right now for Rookie of the Year behind Justin Herbert. But if you're a Broncos fan like our former guest,
Jacob Dunn,
you could get Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs if you're looking for a sleeper rookie. But any wide receiver rookie of your choice out of the rated rookie Donruss football set. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to do our giveaway if you want one of those cards. Do you want to sign us off?
Again, we just appreciate everybody listening. We're having a lot of fun with this. And thanks to all of you who knew that I was sick and sent well wishes over the past week.
Yeah, and we will look to be doing a basketball podcast, our first one, maybe this weekend, maybe early next week. But we'll be back next week no matter what with our Week 14 NFL preview. Good luck to all the fantasy teams trying to clinch a playoff spot, a bye, or if your season's over, maybe not trying to do the loser dare. Or the toilet bowl day, or whatever you want to call it. I know those can be pretty rough sometimes, but thank you guys for listening. And we will see you guys on the next episode of the Jacob's Dynasty Sports Podcast.